From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Special Forces have killed an Islamic State commander and captured his wife in eastern Syria. It was one of the only ground operations since an international coalition began targeting the militants by air last August. Officials described the dead man, known as Abu Sayyaf, as a Tunisian and having a role in the group's military and financial operations, including one of the primary revenue streams, the black market gas and oil industry. During the raid, a young Yazidi woman held by Sayyaf and his wife was freed. An Egyptian court on Saturday sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants to death for a 2011 mass prison break. Edward Uranian reporting from Cairo.
Cairo's criminal court issued death sentences to ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and 105 co-defendants Saturday. Mr. Morsi and other prisoners fled the Wadi Natroun prison, allegedly with help from outside groups, during the January 2011 uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Morsi was seen on Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV speaking on a borrowed satellite phone during the early days of the 2011 uprising, telling the TV service that he had broken out of prison with a number of other defendants. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 7 people, wounded 33 others Saturday. Officials say the female attacker set off explosives at a crowded bus station in Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. Nigeria's northeast is the site of ongoing clashes with Boko Haram militants. The group has said its aim is to impose a stricter Sharia law across Nigeria. This is VOA News. Clashes between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces killed and injured dozens of people across South Yemen on Saturday, including civilians, while a humanitarian ceasefire is set to expire late today. Houthis signed on to the tenuous 5-day truce initiated by Saudi Arabia, which has been leading an air campaign against the militant group since late March in support of the exiled President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi. Riyadh has repeatedly accused the Houthis of violating the ceasefire in the last week. Pope Francis and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Saturday met days after the Vatican said it was preparing to sign its first accord with the Palestinians in the near future. News of the accord angered Israel, prompting a statement saying, and I quote, "Such a development does not further the peace process and distances the Palestinian leadership from returning to direct bilateral negotiations." President Abbas is in Rome for the canonization later today of 2 19th century figures. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet today in Beijing, capping a 2-day visit dominated by trade issues as well as territorial disputes pitting China against a host of U.S. allies in Southeast Asia. Details of the talks have not been announced, but as VOA's Bill Ide reports, they follow warnings Saturday from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi that Beijing maintains an unshakable determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
China has been building up reefs and outcroppings at 7 sites in disputed waters in the South China Sea. The United States is concerned, and Secretary of State John Kerry repeated that view during a visit to Beijing Saturday following meetings with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
I urged China, through Foreign Minister Wang, to take actions that will join with everybody in helping to reduce tensions and increase the prospect of a diplomatic solution.
Kerry says that in addition to discussing areas of difference and agreement, other key aims of the visit are to make preparations for a productive round of high-level economic and security talks in Washington next month, and for President Xi's first state visit to the United States later this year. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. Probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff. Failed launch of a Pro-M occurred 1 year ago as well. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.